On the show today, we have Lemonade's very own John Finley and Rock Valley Credit Union's Darlene Keller talking about how credit unions can help staff manage the increased digital interactions that are so commonplace today. So check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page that's just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Lemonade LXP's very own John Finley. John, how you doing, sir?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now that I got your name right, my gosh. And then right next to me, we have Rock Valley Credit Union's very own Darlene Keller. Darlene, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you.
Great, great. Good to have you guys on the show. And we're talking about how credit unions can help staff manage increased digital interactions. And my, what a timely topic this is, because as we all know, since the pandemic hit, everybody and their dog's brother have been upping their digital offerings game, so credit unions included. So, John, I'm going to start with you. Can you briefly tell us about the Digital Academy and how it helps credit unions with the digital onboarding and how it works exactly?
Yeah, you know, it's a tool that we had started dreaming up a couple of years ago, and it took us a while to build. And basically what it allows you to do is very quickly author walkthroughs or simulations of your digital technology.
Okay.
So that you can support customers as they migrate to digital. And one of the challenges has been trying to get those technology simulators and walkthroughs ready at the same time as your tech. Your whole team's focused on rolling out the tech. Yeah. Nobody's focused on how it's going to be supported.
Yeah.
So using our tool, you can now author these walkthroughs in literally minutes. When we first started doing them bespoke, it would take us a couple of weeks to author a walkthrough.
Right,
now
right.
We can do one in literally minutes. And then you can automatically create an online searchable branded hub to house all the walkthroughs so that your customers or your frontline staff, your branch staff, your call centers can use them for support. So customers use them for self-help. Call center will use them for when folks call in and can't figure out how to use the tech. Branch will use them to flip around their monitor when people come in and show them how they could have done that transaction online instead of coming into the branch. And then marketing will sometimes use them to market to members so that they can let them know that this new tech is available and let them sort of touch and feel it and try it in a risk-free environment.
Ooh,
so that's kind of what we built.
Okay, right on. And Darlene, I'm going to turn the tables to you here. So what issues were you guys experiencing prior to, or that kind of prompted you to look for a solution like the Digital Academy? What was going on there? Was it the COVID effect, as we're all saying, because of the digital offerings out there? Or what exactly was going on?
Actually, it wasn't. We've been on a journey for the past 2 years trying to educate members and staff on how to best use our digital tools and the technology that we have available to make people's lives easier and more convenient. We had put in place in-person opportunities in order for members to learn how to use our tools, face-to-face type of situations where we would teach them. And then COVID hit. So... and part of that process too was, you know, our contact center would get calls at least daily, if not multiple times a day, asking, you know, I can't get into online banking, or this technology is not working for me, or how do I do this? Mm-hmm. And so, they patiently explain the process as best they could over the phone, but there's a lot of times when having a visual is much more convenient, and people learn better sometimes visually. So, this is a pre-COVID goal that we had in terms of having online educational tutorials to share with our members. And today, it's especially useful because people are not coming into our lobbies as often as they were in the past. So our search for a solution like what Lemonade is offering through Digital Academy came from that desire to educate members and staff on how to use those tools and have that visual learning tool.
Right. And I think we're all kind of like part of the YouTube generation, because some of the most watched videos on YouTube are how-to videos. I'm a huge proponent of that. So it sounds like this is kind of along the same lines, right, John? Is that what you guys are providing and helping credit unions in their digital process, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And, you know, we had envisioned this before the pandemic because it's a challenge. You know, it's not just about the technology. Technology is what enables human interaction, but technology without humans isn't going to work. And so often what we found was our FI customers were focused so much on the tech itself and not so much on how humans were going to use it. Right. And not just how your members are going to use it, but think of your frontline staff who are stuck supporting it. If they don't understand it, and in often cases, they don't have to be to use their financial institution, they don't have to bank with them. Mm-hmm. So they never have occasion to use the tech. And even those who might bank with you probably do it when they're in branch at work. So they don't use the technology. And then it's kind of like supporting your parents when they call you for tech support and here they are looking at a screen. You're not looking at the same screen. They get frustrated. You get frustrated. Yeah. Next thing you know, the customer experience is terrible. And so we thought if we could help people get on the same page with these technology walkthroughs and simulators, it can improve the customer experience and help drive adoption. So that was really what drove this.
Gotcha. And it seems even more important than ever, especially with the pandemic and social distancing and all that type of stuff. So, I mean, this is the timing of this couldn't be better for both of you guys, it seems like.
Right.
Yeah, we were pretty lucky with that.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Mm-hmm. And so now, John, does Digital Academy, does it also support employees as they try to drive customer adoption? And if so, how?
Yeah, absolutely. So with the Academy, you create this online hub of all the technology walkthroughs and simulators. There's a few ways that it's used. Let's take contact center. If somebody calls into the contact center and is looking to try to figure out how to complete a transaction, you can quickly call up the right walkthrough. And then there's an email function, so I can actually email it to the member and say, you know, here's a walkthrough of the tech. And right. You can actually go to the exact screen you're having trouble with and help you walk through that transaction. And the same thing in branch. If a member comes in, it's very easy to show them how to use the tech right there in the branch in a risk-free environment, because that's one of the things about financial tech is nobody wants to make a mistake. Right. You know, this is their money we're dealing with here.
Exactly.
So it's a risk-free environment where mistakes don't cost you anything. So it helps employees. It's basically a support tool. It can be used in training as well, but largely it's used as a support tool on demand when you've got this challenge. You've got a member saying, how do I use this? How do I send money to my kids? How do I do a mobile remote check deposit? Whatever it is,
right.
You can pull up that walkthrough and help them through that transaction very quickly.
Oh, so cool. So cool. And so, Darlene, what has been your experience so far with this? Any results to share or any feedback or anything like that? Because it sounds like it really kind of empowers the member, right?
It does. We actually just launched it as a soft launch to our staff this week. So we're very new into this.
Okay.
But I really anticipate this to be a huge win for not only our members, but also our staff. You know, we have new staff come in and they've never used this technology either. So they're going to learn on it first and then they'll be able to share, you know, these tutorials and walkthroughs with members as well.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head because a lot of us are visual learners, me included. So we really need something like this really paints the picture super clear. And so you can get it. Is that kind of the motivation behind it, John, too? Is like, because there's so many, because I mean, there's all these studies out there that a lot of us are visual learners. And especially now with video everywhere now. So is this kind of like the motivation or the, you know, the incentive here to get people to learn this stuff better?
Yeah, I think the main thing is, you know, if you imagine, I mentioned the tech support situation where you're trying to support your parents. If you can't see the screen that they're working on and they're trying to explain it to you, it can become so frustrating for them. And as the stress level rises for them, then it rises for you mm-hmm. because you're now just dealing with a stressed out customer or member, I should say. So it's really about getting people on the same page. And I think that's what's missing in a lot of technology when you're trying to support technology is the ability for both parties to understand exactly where you're at in the workflow of whatever mm-hmm. you're trying to solve. And once you can do that, you lower that customer member stress and you make that transaction, that member experience a lot better by allowing both people to understand where you're at in the process of trying to get this transaction completed. Well, so I think, you know, you mentioned visual learning. I think that's really what it's about, is that picture speaks a thousand words, right?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And there seems to be a kind of a cool factor here as well. When you can see this stuff and people are on the same page, like you were saying, John, I mean, you know, members talk to members, that type of stuff. Staff talk to other staff. Like, God, have you seen this really cool thing that's going on in our credit union? Are you experiencing that yet, Darlene, at your credit union? I mean, I'm sure you will at some point when people.
Yeah, and I would just add something to what John was saying in that, you know, there's a real risk in terms of utilizing technology, which is available today, where you can see the member's screen that they're looking at home, for instance.
Right. Yeah.
But there's a real hesitancy for people to use that type of technology because it's a risk, you know, and you certainly don't want to be accused by a member of, you know, doing something to their PC type of thing. So this is a way, this is a risk-free way to show here's a scenario and here's what it looks like on a PC or a mobile unit device. So it's safer, I think, for both parties. And I think the comfort level is there as well.
Oh, agreed. And having said that, so what goals do you guys want to achieve using this? What do you guys want to achieve here?
Right. So our goal is the same as when we were initially searching, is to have a full library of tutorials for whatever topic it has. You know, it doesn't have to be a digital tool. In fact, we created a tutorial for our own staff on how to register within Lemonade to actually use Digital Academy. So you can use it for anything. And we want a full library of these tutorials on our website so that our members have access to it. And then our staff can also share that with members. So that's been our goal. And that's what we're going to be working toward.
Very nice. Right. I'm going to kind of pose the same question to you, John. What's next for the Digital Academy at Rock Valley or even other credit unions as well? I mean, it sounds like we're just kind of scratching the surface here of what you guys can provide.
You know, it's interesting. Our customers are showing us new ways to use the Digital Academy every day. You know, once it gets into the wild, people who are smarter and more creative than us come up with all sorts of great ways to use it. We've had customers use it for to create loan applications. So taking a PDF and allowing people to walk through how to fill out a loan application or how to fill out an application for a new account. These kinds of things. I think on the roadmap, one of the things we'd like to do is externalize. So the other side of Lemonade is a learning experience platform that's specifically designed for training frontline staff. And it takes kind of a game-based approach, makes it fun to train for people to take training.
Sure.
So what we'd like to do is take some of the learning content, because you can author learning games, take some of that content and allow you to externalize it on your Digital Academy. Because right now on the Academy, you can put up videos and you can put up technology walkthroughs and simulators, but not the game-based learning. But our thinking is that if we can take the game-based learning modules and externalize them, then our customers can use it to educate their members about financial literacy, about diversity and inclusion, you name the kinds of things that they want to educate their members on and sort of brand themselves to, they can then export that content onto the customer-facing Digital Academy. So that's something we're looking at on our roadmap for hopefully early next year.
Right on. Look forward to that for sure. I'm sure Darlene is too. So anything else to wrap up here, guys? And Darlene, any final words of wisdom here on this? Because this sounds like, again, sky's the limit here. This is just the beginning.
I would agree. I think just my closing comments would be vendor relationships, in my experience, aren't always easy to navigate, but this has been probably one of the easiest pain-free launches I think that I've ever been through. So I appreciate the Lemonade's team and how easy they made that for us. And I would just encourage any other credit unions looking for technology where they can create their own tutorials and videos that they want to share with not only staff but members to check this out. And I think that they're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Agreed. John, anything else to add here?
Well, I just have to say thank you for
that's a great testimonial.
That's wow. Thank you very much. We really try hard to make our software as easy to use as possible and as fast to launch as possible. So it's really exciting to hear that experience is creating a good experience for our customers. We obviously invite any credit unions that are interested in checking it out. We're here for you. But thank you both for having me and for chatting about this. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, indeed. Yeah, we'll put the links in the show notes too so people can get right to you and check it out and stuff. Because I think this is a really great asset for a credit union, as Darlene is quickly finding out. So and other credit unions as well. So good job, guys. Keep up the good work. And above all, be healthy, be safe, okay?
Great. Thanks, Michael.
You are